We know that transportation is critical to business. Traffic congestion causes delays, wastes time, and, as most of us know, causes stress. So some Boston-area business leaders are taking steps to try to solve some of the region's traffic woes. A group recently traveled to Mexico City to experience its popular bus transit system, an innovation that the group wants to see more of in Boston. For our series, Viva Buses, WBUR's Zeninjor Enwemeka reports.
15 Boston business leaders file onto a bright red bus in downtown Mexico City. But this isn't just any bus. It's part of a bus rapid transit system here called Metrobus. Metrobus has exclusive lanes, which allow the buses to speed past car traffic. The group from Boston's Alliance for Business Leadership is here to ride lots of buses. They want to see if this system can work in Boston. They also meet with officials and transit experts to gather information about bus rapid transit, or BRT. Jesse Mermel is the president of the business group.
We don't have anything like this in Boston. We have things that are, you know, BRT adjacent, but not the whole way there. And so one of the reasons we wanted to bring people here was to actually see it and experience it.
The group rides a few different lines in the system, including the newest one with double-decker buses that travel down a picturesque boulevard. Another line goes through narrow streets in the historic center of Mexico City.
Having seen it now with my own eyes, it very much feels like something that is an upgrade.
The other business leaders are pretty impressed, too. Much of it has to do with Metrobus's unique features. For example, riders pay at stations, so there's no holdup when they board the bus. Dave McLaughlin says transit is the first thing he thinks about as the Northeast General Manager for WeWork. He says Metrobus is a much better bus experience.
I felt like I was on the subway, and there's two things that give you that feeling. One is how quickly people are on and off the bus. It's really fast. I had never thought about that before. And then the other one is just the speed in the dedicated lane. You're moving at a pace that feels like you're on the red line or the orange line or something.
The speed of the system is also on Beverly Armstrong's mind. She's the owner of Brazo Fuerte Artisanal Beer in Watertown. She says Boston's bogged down streets affect her business.
I want my customers to be able to ride comfortably to my facility. I want to be able to get my product around the city and transportation. Issues in Boston, traffic issues in Boston, are a huge hindrance to that.
Mexico City's bus rapid transit system has reduced travel times for riders by 40%, according to Metrobus. But the system is overcrowded and needs to expand to reach more parts of the city. And that frustrates some business leaders in Mexico City, like Maite Ramos. She heads a mobility commission for a national business group in Mexico.
If we're waiting for the government to invest and build everything we need, it is going to be very difficult because of the lack of resources.
Ramos says businesses need to step up and invest in public transit to help meet the needs of the 21 million people in Mexico City's metro area.
We as business leaders need to understand that if we want better companies and better cities, we have to build them.
The Boston business leaders spend 3 days in Mexico City. They're back in Boston now and can't stop thinking about buses.
I really didn't know I could love buses so much, which sounds like an incredibly nerdy thing to say.
Jesse Mermel says her group wants to be evangelists for buses. They met with local officials and others in the business community to share their experience.
And so we're doing a lot of things like that, just really being out there and making sure that public transit and buses in particular are top of mind as we are really smack dab in the middle of this giant civic debate about what comes next for transportation in Massachusetts.
Other business groups are also focused on transportation, and local chambers of commerce have convened discussions about transit. Massachusetts House Speaker Robert DeLeo even called on business leaders to come up with ideas to solve the region's traffic challenges. But the big question is, how do you pay for it? One way might be the New Balance approach. The sneaker company put up $20 million to build its own commuter rail station called Boston Landing. It opened in 2017.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join our VIPs in extending a warm welcome to the working men and women who designed and constructed the new Boston Landing Station.
It was a splashy affair at the ribbon-cutting ceremony. State and local officials praised the transportation investment. Then MBTA General Manager Brian Shortsleeve said such developments are vital to the growth of public transit.
This you're seeing today is an example of what public-private partnerships are all about. It's a big win for the riders. It's a win for the taxpayers. It's going to be a win for the people that use the station every day.
Developers have funded other stations, too. But the region's transit issues can't just wait for a major company to come along and foot the bill. Local business leaders say everything's on the table right now, even taxes to generate revenue for transportation. Jesse Mermel of the Alliance for Business Leadership says if the business community can unite on a policy, it could help push transit forward.
I don't care if you haven't been on a bus in 20 or 30 years or if you've never taken the T. If you're in the business community, you are a user of public transit, right? That's probably how your employees get to and from work. It's how your customers get to and from work.
So Mermel says it's essential for the business community to focus on public transit. And there's lots to think about, whether it's bus rapid transit like Mexico City has or something else. At least now, local business leaders seem ready to engage in a critical debate about transportation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zanin Jor and Wameka.